Of the year almost gone. This Black History Month. You know what? Have you heard about any programs? I know in my neighborhoods, I ain't heard too many programs. No, nothing going on. Has it just become another month now? Something to ponder, isn't it? Okay, y'all. Well, if you want to join the conversation today, give me a call at 347-838-8622. And I'd be more than happy to chat it up with you a little bit. Me and the crew. I mean, you know, the crew will always be here. Hey, that is for sure. All right, man, I tell you, yeah, I'm already, I'm hyped right about now. I tell you, I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it today. You hear me? So if you're ready, y'all ready to roll today? I am. I tell you, I am. Now, of course, before we get started, there's a few things that we do have to put out there, and we're going to put them out there. That's right. Okay. Now, like I said before, if you want to join the conversation, just give me a call at 347-838-8622. Email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com, or you can follow me at Twitter at driven4forlife62. And then there's the Facebook page, Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at facebook.com. Hey, drop by and send me an email line. Any subject you want to hear, hey, let me know there also. I'm always on Facebook and Twitter, so checking things out. So you want to drop me a line, go ahead. I guarantee you I will respond. Yes, I will. All right. Well, let's see. Let's go on, get on with the get on, right? All right. Now, before we get started, there's always some things that we do need to put out there. This show covers some very touchy topics. And sometimes things are said in the heat of passion when we do in the conversation. Well, what I want to say is I do apologize now if any of you become offended or, you know, that you may be too sensitive for the subject matter that's being talked about. Well, and once again, I really want to apologize. However, I do want you to know this is an adult show and sometimes things get said. Okay? So if you're offended, I'm sorry. We're not trying to offend anyone or make anyone feel small. We just have adult conversations trying to come up with some solutions to some things, you know, and educate and encourage, all those great things like that. So if you become offended right now, I do want to apologize. Okay. Also on this show, we do encourage open dialogue and would like to hear everyone's opinion. Okay. So please respect everyone's time to speak. Okay, in other words, do not talk over each other. If one person is speaking, let them finish what they're saying, and then you can have your say. That's easy. That's easy, okay? Also, please keep your responses short and to the point. That way we have more time to hear other callers and points of view, and everyone get a chance to respond, okay? Also, no personal attacks. No personal attacks. We're we're not here to, as I said before, insult anyone or belittle anyone, okay? We are adults, so let's please conduct ourselves in that manner. Now, I do understand sometimes in the heat of passion, in the passion of a conversation, you know, something may slip out, you may say something, but it's okay. It's all right, we do understand that. But, you know, don't make it a habit, intentional type thing, all right? Also, one last thing. Well, not one last thing. If any of these guidelines are violated, I would not hesitate to mute you on the spot. And that's not being mean. I'm just trying to control, get some control back of the show. All right, so if you want to, you know, run off at the mouth and you don't want to let anyone speak, I will tase you, okay? Tase and mute is the same thing. And if you continue to do it, I just beat you out. That'll be the bottom line. All right. Okay. Also, don't forget March the 13th is the release of No Condemnation on Amazon.com by Dr. Vivi Monroe Congress. And she put a couple of excerpts out on her Facebook page, and it really sounds very interesting. So what I want to say is put that on your calendar, man. You can go and pre-order it today or just wait till it come out and order the book because I already got mine ordered. So make sure you check that out. She is an African-American woman, and she's doing great things. So I'm proud to promote her book on the show. In fact, she was on the show a couple of Saturdays ago. Yeah, and she's a real down to earth lady. So give us some support and check out the book No Condemnation on Amazon.com March the 13th. Okay, man, I have said a lot in a short period of time. But it's okay. It's okay. We still going to get it on. That's right. We going to get it on. All right, y'all. So let's talk about some things today. All right, let's talk about some things. Now, as I told you yesterday, from now on, we will have a quote of the day, and it's just something to, if not, make you wonder or make you think about some things. It hopefully will give you some kind of encouragement for those that are going through, you know, maybe going through a little problems here and there. Okay, and with that being said, he is the quote of the day. When one door of happiness closes, another opens. But often we look so long at the closed door that we do not see the one that has been opened for us. And that's by Helen Keller. Contemplate on that. Think about that for a little bit. I'll read it one more time. When one door of happiness closes, another opens. But often we look so long at the closed door that we do not see the one that has been opened for us. All right, and that is the quote of the day by Ms. Helen Keller. I like that. Now, I was scanning through some, and I said, wow, that hit me in the head. So I'm like, okay, yeah, that's a good one for today. Now, if you have any quotes of the day also, hey, send them to my Facebook page, Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at Facebook.com, or you can send them to me in an email, ericlesstalk@gmail.com. And I guarantee you, I use them. All right. I want to say hello to 510-504 and Ebony. Welcome to the show, y'all. I'm glad y'all here because we about to get it on. All right. Now, let's get to talking about some of the things that's going on in the news. All right, Emmett Till's family responds to Lil Wayne lyric in new open letter. All right, now we talking about the rapper Lil Wayne, and apparently he did a song, and it has some lyrics in it, and the family was not happy. All right, a week after the backlash stemming from Lil Wayne's controversial Emmett Till lyric, which resulted in the record label's decision to pull the lyric from the official release of Karate Chop Remix. The late teen's family has issued an open letter to the rapper expressing their discontent with his verse on the track. The two-page letter went on to say that the Grammy Award winner's lyrics were not only degrading to Till's legacy, but also to women. The letter also went to say, the words we speak are powerful enough for preservation of life, but also have the capacity to destroy it. When you spit lyrics like beat that key, you know what I'm saying, P-U-S-S-Y, okay, beat that pussy up like Emmett Till, not only are you destroying the preservation and legacy of Emmett Till's memory and name, but the impact of his murder in Black history, along with degradation of women. Ooh, the tongue possesses power. I could offer you a history lesson and talk about the trailblazers that paved the way for our people and lyricists to engage in freedom of speech, such as Marvin Garvey, Nat Turner, Frederick Douglass, Medgar Evers, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King Jr., and Mamie Till Mobley. But this isn't an argument about freedom of speech. It is critical that we stay true to the urgency of the hour, our youth. Your celebrity thrusts you into the spotlight, affording you the opportunity to embrace your role as a Black man, father, friend, and artist that has the ability to reach international audiences. Are you bothered in the least by the staggering statistics of the extinction of our children? Now, that was the letter that the family wrote to the rapper, open letter to rapper Lil Wayne for his lyrics in his song. Now, for those who may have forgotten and don't know who Emmett Till is, he was a 14-year-old Black child that was killed by white supremacists in 1955 after a white woman accused him of flirting. I mean, and you know, the way they beat that young man is just, oh my goodness. So, yeah. So the family feels like, you know, Lil Wayne is not doing any justice to anybody, really, with those lyrics. What y'all think about that? Is this a good thing? Shouldn't we be doing more open letters to these dang on rappers so they get the message that, you know, y'all not doing the right thing? Y'all not, because the words y'all using, they're not good. All right, let me bring Ebony in. I see she has her hands up, and let's see what's going on there. Hello, Miss Ebony.
Hi, Mr. Talk. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. Just getting ready for my show, but I thought, let me listen in to my favorite people first.
That's what I like. I give you a hand clap for that one. All right. Mm-hmm. All right. So tell me, Ebony, what you think about that?
I think rappers have a responsibility, don't they? Because they have such a big following, particularly of young people, and you know they could be more socially responsible, and you know, and maybe they think they have an audience that want to hear that, you know, that stuff about the P-U-S-S-Y and all the rest of it. But I just think they need to grow up a bit. Come on, you know, get over it. You know, that's not what it's always about, you know.
I agree. Let's look at it another way. Is it just the rappers, or do we need to go after the record labels as well?
Well, the record labels as well, but it's all about money, isn't it? It's all about making as much money as you can, and you know, selling. And what I think they do is they think if they heighten the sex issue, then more people go out there and buy, and people need to stop buying. But you know what? Hey, that's how the music industry is. It feeds a certain element because they know that element will buy and keep buying, and it keeps them rich. So it's really up to those right thinking people to stop buying. But it's really hard, because once you have that youth following, and is a young following who will keep doing the downloads and whatever, then you know you're gonna keep feeding it. You got the demand, so you're gonna keep supplying the demand.
Yeah, okay.
How it is.
So maybe, well, that's hard. I would say maybe some of these parents need to stop buying the records with that type of lyric in it, and to send a message to the record companies and also the rappers themselves. I think that may actually, you know, add a little bit to it, add a little fire to know what they're trying to do.
Well, I think it's the rappers that have to maybe consider what they're putting out there. But remember, everybody wants to be famous, and everybody wants to be famous as quickly as possible. And if there's an opportunity to have that fame, you know, and, you know, you can buy into a certain element, and it's not necessarily young people who are that age where parents will be buying their music. It'll be the kind of 16 to kind of 25 or more, or 25 to 30 who will be buying that. And they're able to probably spend their own money and do what they want to do. So, you know, it isn't very young people, but it is that age group that we hope would have more sense. But, you know, they're buying. So what can you say? It means that, you know, they can only supply a demand. And if there's a demand out there, you know, more and enough people feed into that conversation and love to hear what is being put out, or are not even, you know, raging against it, because the only way that they can go against it is if they refuse to buy it. But they're buying it. So, you know, it's one of those. It's very difficult to attack it when so many people are involved.
Okay. You know what? And you have a good point. You have a good point. And you know what? You said something right, though, that I like. And that was, you know, the rappers, because they're the ones putting the lyrics down on paper. So, yeah. You know, if they would have slowed down with some of that. And I'm just saying this because I remember back in the day when you had LL Cool J, Queen Latifah, Curtis Blow. You know, they could rap without Will Smith. You know, they actually could rap without cursing and using all kind of music. But you still understood what they were talking about.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. So, I mean, King City rap game has evolved or degraded?
I think it's gone down, not up, because, you know, those conversations have not got better. They've probably got worse. You know, yes, you used to have a fair amount of swearing and maybe the N-word back in the day with the earlier rappers, but they were speaking more about real issues and what was going on, whether it be in the hood or wherever. But, you know, it was a story about things going on, whereas now it's moved to a different element, hasn't it? It is very much about, not strictly, but very much about women and the whole glorification of sex and bodies. And that's where we are.
All right. Thank you. Let's see. I see someone else has their hand up. Let's see who this is. Well, good afternoon. Happy Thursday to you. You're on Let's Talk. Can I have your name and what's on your mind?
Hey, what's up? This is Michael.
Hello, Michael. How are you doing today?
What's up? What y'all talking about? I'm just joining
in. Hi, Michael.
Hey, what's up, Ed?
I'm okay.
Ebony, how you doing, Ebony?
I'm good. How are you today?
Pretty good. Mm-hmm. Wonderful, actually.
Well, that's great.
Great.
I worked out this morning, so trying to get back to my regiment.
Yeah.
It's every other day now, not every day, so it'd be every other day. I mean, it'd be every day soon, so got to start off slow.
No, okay,
well,
that's what
I was also going to ask. Are you seeing the results, Michael?
Oh, yes, I feel it, especially in the bedroom.
Okay, Michael.
I'm just being honest. I mean, she asked me a question. I got to be honest.
But you didn't have to be that honest. Good.
No, she asked me.
Okay, Michael.
Did you mind me being honest?
I
Look, this is what we talk about, Michael. Get you on track here.
I'm not always serious all the time. You got to have some fun.
Oh, I'm always having fun.
What's up, man?
When I listen to you. Anyway, we're talking about Till's family responded to a Lil Wayne lyric in an open letter, you know, and basically what the lyric said was, oh, he was talking about, wait a minute, I'll read the exact lyric. Oh, where'd it go? I have it right here. beat that P-U-S-S-Y up like Emmett Till. You know, and the family really had an issue with that. And they also went on to say, you know, it's not only destroying the preservation and legacy of Emmett Till's memory and name, but the impact of his murder in Black history, along with the degradation of women.
Yeah, but that little statement by Dwayne doesn't degrade Emmett Till. I mean, I understand where they're coming from, but that it doesn't degrade him as far as his legacy. For me, if I hear you, Lil Wayne says that, you know, but I understand what he's saying. If a youngster's hearing that, and if they don't know about Emmett Till, they might think he's a pussy. And he wasn't. And so I understand where he's coming from. It's a metaphor. I mean, me personally, like me and you, that's not going to diminish. But the young people are hearing. So, that is understandable because you're defaming his character. You're calling him a pussy. You don't even know the man.
Well, here's the question that me and Emily was talking about. Should we hold the rappers more responsible, you know, for the lyrics that they put out there?
Well, you owe anybody a response, yeah. But see, they only do what. See, when somebody produces something, they're affirming who you are or who they are. And when you buy it, you're affirming who they are or who you are. So if you got any hip hop tapes in your arsenal at home, you affirm, when you bought it, you affirm who you are because you like that. It's a part of you. So the only thing that we can do it is, you know, if people like, you know, if you like Emmett Till and you really don't like Wayne, yeah, I mean, spread the message. NBA players, did you get the story about NBA players? They kicked him out. The Miami Heat. He talked about having, Google that up about Lil Wayne. I don't know if you know it about it, but he was in L.A. He paid like $1.5 million for front row seats to these NBA games, seeing the best team. He talks about the player's wife. He talks about he even said he had an affair with Bosch's wife. He's on the court side just talking trash. They had the Miami Heat had him get kicked out, and he is banned from all NBA stadiums.
Yeah, so
I mean, you know, so right now, see, sometimes, sir, sometimes when you look at people, sometimes you don't have to do anything. Sometimes people are going to dig their own grave. And so, and see, that's how, like if I had somebody that I can't stand, I'm not going to go here and retaliate it because I know the type of person that they are. It eventually is going to catch up with them, and it's eventually going to be in the pain. You know, I don't want to do something that I want to apologize later. So if, you know, if they want to take a boy, whoever doesn't like it, of course, you know, of course you can. I don't buy it. I don't listen to it. I mean, I used to listen to it, but my mentality, where I'm in at my life right now, I can't listen to that cocaine music. I mean, personally, if I listen to an R&B song, I can guarantee you, from my background, I can understand what they're slang. I can understand the slang. I can say what that means in every situation because I used to listen to it, but I don't listen to it now. So, I mean, it affects us something. But if you're going to boycott, stop buying the music, you know. Mm-hmm. And see, but mostly white people buy Lil Wayne music. In the hood, most people don't buy no CDs. We get bootlegs. So they're not getting money from the hood, bro. I'm talking about the hood where I come from and other hoods that I know. We don't go into no mall and buy a Lil Wayne album CD for $25. We get a bootleg, and the rappers know that. So they're getting that money off of Caucasians. Bunch of that money is coming off of Caucasians. That's a fact. They even tell you that.
Okay.
So,
Mr. Talk, I'm going to have to leave you guys because I'm going to go start my show.
Okay.
Ebony. Yeah, you take care, Michael.
Oh, you too.
Good to hear you happy. Keep
oh,
going.
Yeah. But you know, I mean, but you know, us men, we have a lot of trisome. Sometimes we can get, you know, rough on the phone. But yeah, I'm a pretty laid back guy.
I hear that.
This is my exercise, Ebony.
I hear that. Take
okay.
care, guys.
Okay,
right.
You too, Ebony. Have a good one.
Thanks. Bye.
All right, bye. Okay, we got somebody else want to come in, Michael. Good afternoon. Happy Thursday to you. You're on Let's Talk. Can I have your name and what's on your mind?
Boy, you put me on the spot. I don't like this.
Well,
what's going on, brother?
Nothing. What's happening with you?
I can't call it, man. Good thing you brought that up, man. And first and foremost, I will say that, yeah, Michael was on point with some of the things he's saying. You know, I was an avid fan of rap for years. And, you know, eventually I said, you know what, man, I'm tired of listening to the same bullshit. Every CD got the exact same bullshit about it. Everything that we glorify is foolishness. okay, you sold drugs, but you never got caught. You killed 50,000 people, but you never got caught. You never got killed yourself. Man, get the fuck out here with that. That's bullshit. You know. So I got tired of listening to it. But as far as the thing with Emmett Till, I personally believe that that was very disrespectful. I do. And I believe that that was fucked up. And the thing more so to it than that is the Zionists that allowed him to put it on the album in the first place. They don't give a fuck. All they see is money. I mean, someone has to be held accountable for this stuff. I mean, like I said before, can anyone hear me?
Yeah,
we listening to
okay,
you, man.
Okay, like I said before, you will never be able to say fuck them kikes in a rap song. Never. Stuff like that. You can say nigga all day long. You can say anything else all
day
long.
Jewish? Was that Jewish or Caucasian?
Yeah, they are Jewish. They're not Jews. I'm a Jew. They're Jewish.
No, I'm not getting into
yeah,
that,
I got
though.
You.
I was talking about this.
I've never heard
that terminology.
Yeah.
That's why I was asking,
yeah.
Is it referring to Jews or Caucasian?
It's referring to Jewish people. K-I-K-E, kike.
Okay. I've never heard
like
that.
Like I said, these people could care less about what goes on in our communities. They could care less about Emmett Till, his family, or anything like that. Lil Wayne is only doing what his handlers allow him to do. So I say, yeah, that family should have the respect of mourning and grieving and everything else. If somebody said, yeah, I'll pull out an AK and bust you in your head like just like they did JFK, the Kennedy family would be in uproar. And rightfully
well,
so. So what's the difference between us and them? Not a damn thing except our complexion.
Well, see, what?
That's
the,
true. No.
No, I'm saying, but see, because the history behind Emmett Till, it's not like he's saying, well, it's not like he's saying Hitler. You know, it's not like he's saying, you know, something, you know, referring to Hitler saying something. But we're talking about Emmett Till, man. Someone died of
cancer. I understand it.
Yeah,
I
know that. I'm just speaking my thoughts.
Now, I tell you what you do then. Today, I don't know if you're on Facebook. I am. I will go on Let's Talk with Eric Jackson on Facebook and post a picture of Emmett Till in his casket, and you will see how he got beat and how he was swollen up. You didn't even know there was a person laying there.
Right.
So you want to make a song that says beat that pee up like Emmett Till? Get the hell out of here.
But see, most white people, he gets his cash from most Caucasians. Black people don't buy
it. Yeah, I understand that.
So guess what? If we bought, see, us, we know about that. White people don't care. So, but it, see, I think he knows that we're not paying him, really. See, he's flaunting our style, our culture, the hood. But once he got out the hood, they don't live like they live in New Orleans, man. See, brother, I'm from the hood, and when I get successful and make my money, I'm not gonna be too uppity. Because I hear a lot of middle class blacks, people blacks got money. There's hoes. This is the way they talk, man. They down other black people. They have hoes of talent. I'm not gonna do that personally. So he's getting his money from the Caucasians, and basically they like him as a clown, and they think that, because like I say, when you produce something, he's affirming who he is, and when you buy it, you're affirming who you are. That's a fact.
Well, fact number one is he's not affirming a damn thing about himself because
yes, he is. Well,
he's not a thug, he's not a blood. And none of
what are you talking about, sir? First of all, if he's not that in real life, he's affirming, or when he produces something, he is saying this is me, and he wants a transformation in you. I'm not, even though if he's playing a character, I don't, because you have to be saying if he's not what he's saying in real life, he must be making it up as an actor. He's still affirming who his character is. This is me. And I'm letting you know when he produces something, he affirms something. When someone buys it, he wants a transformation in you. This is a fact. Look at any albums that you do. You pick it up. You affirm. I like R&B. I like Luther Vandross. You affirm who you are. And guess what? He transforms you. You sing the songs. You get into a love. You and your girl can get in a nice mood. This, I mean, I'm not speaking. I mean, even if I would produce something, I'm affirming who I am. And I'm going to try to track transformation so people can buy it on a regular basis.
But, Michael, I don't see how a record or a CD would transform you into anything because you are who you are before you even buy it.
Look. Don't tell me. If you ever bought something and you felt like you was in a mood, because, look, I'm dealing with real psychology. So why are you debating with me when you say hip-hop influencing our kids? That means they're having a transformation in them. So stop trying to – I'm not debating with y'all because I'm speaking fact. I even do it. We all do what I just said. It's that same process. And then you keep on doing – like, for instance, if you like nice stuff, you go buy this nice cologne or something else, it transforms you. Now you keep wearing it every time. Now it becomes you. Oh, I only like that. You're transformed. This is what production and buying and consumers is. I'm just beating the blazing flame for you. Don't disagree with me because you even say that when kids rhyme and stuff. Well, I don't understand what you're saying, but Michael, there's no BUTs. I'm speaking fact.
Okay. Who facts are you speaking, brother? You speaking my facts or yours? I'm 37 years old.
I'm speaking
your facts.
Okay, I can prove it to you, Low, in 60 seconds.
What
type of music do you listen to?
Wait.
He don't want to do it because he want to debate, yo.
I'm not. Hey, I almost called you out your name. I told you before. I don't fucking debate. I come on here to say what I need to say. I ain't got to debate a damn person.
Right.
I like a lot of different types of music. I used to be leaning more towards rap. Now I don't.
You transformed, didn't you?
No, I didn't transform. I just
you did.
Realized
you
I didn't
did. You changed. You changed. You're a liar. You just lied. You said I used to do something, then you changed. You don't listen to no more, so that means you transformed. You changed, bro. Yo, don't sit up here and talk about me like I'm debating. You can't. What I just said, that process about the consumer and the producer and the affirmation and affirming who you are and transformation, that is a fact for everybody.
Oh, Lord.
Brother.
Okay.
Brother.
Hold up. I'm going to use for me for an example. Let's say I become a Christian tomorrow. When I go into the store, I won't go to hip-hop. I will go straight to gospel music. Why? Because I'm affirming who I am. So I'm going to go and I'm going to get a gospel album. That person, you cut me off. That person produced that gospel album. Why? Because they're affirming who they are and they want to transform somebody. So when I get the gospel album, I'm affirming who I am. I play it in my C-Bay. They get a transformation on me. I start singing it every day. I start telling the people about the song. And when when the song plays,
I
get a special
move.
No, you're cutting me off.
Okay.
Because I'm educating
Michael.
No, why are you saying Michael? Because he's cutting me off. See, you biased. I'm trying to give. Look, I know some
hey, man,
shit like you don't know.
You
he's cutting me off. Now he's acting
bothered.
Like me. Now he's acting like me, Irk. He's cutting me off.
Okay.
He's trying to debate.
Like
I'm trying to talk some real shit about what the fuck's going on in this world, and he's mad because he don't know what I know. He's mad because I'm telling him about.
Okay, apparently somebody didn't understand what I was saying when I came on the air. I know he came in late. Go ahead, what did you have to say?
Again, like I said, I listen to all types of music now. And being that I decided that I can broaden my horizon more, I actually ran up on some quote-unquote rap without any cussing, without any degradation of women or anything like that. I ran up on this, and I like that now. And to say that I don't listen to any rap, no, I'm not going to say that. I said I don't listen to that BS anymore. It has nothing to do with me transforming.
You hear what you're saying.
Wait a minute, Michael.
Cut me off. All right, I listen.
Because Miss Lady been trying to get in the whole time. Miss Lady, you there?
Oh, yes. Can I just say, Michael, please calm down. It's really not that serious.
No, because, ma'am, I'm speaking some shit, and he's just trying to debate. The only reason why he said no to me, ma'am, he's not listening to me. See, I don't want to be a clown on this line because I don't have to call. But nobody's going to keep on disrespecting me like that and not even hearing me out and cut me. When I cut somebody off, they want to hang up on me.
I know, but, you know, you're talking really fast, and you can talk loud, and then people don't want to listen. So if you maybe calm down a little bit. and talk a little slower, because talking fast, I know you're trying to get all your points in, but it's getting lost.
Well, you know what? Since you said it, ma'am, I'll do it for you. I'll be quiet and listen. You just convinced me.
Oh,
you're a good. Hey, ma'am, you just produced that and you just transformed me. Okay, I'll do that.
Well, actually, you know what? You were making some good points, and I agree with a lot of what you were saying. I say that it is transforming people because the lyrics, the musical tone, and especially if you're moving, like dancing, which a lot of our people do, to those very degrading, violent, prone, misogynistic words, that gets into the subconscious. And that's where a lot of the people's thinking and behavior perceptions actually being created from listening to that music. So I think it's very strategically being done to transform people. Now, I'm wondering, because a lot of the rappers are very smart. They know exactly what they're doing. They're co-signed into helping to destroy people, because that's essentially what happens. When you become when your subconscious is filled primarily with that kind of a nonsense, then you're going to start thinking and behaving in ways that are less than human. So I think that either they're co-signing because of the wealth, or they actually, some of them may be more conscious and they may actually want to take certain lyrics out, but they're told that they cannot do so from the powers that be. Because I think it's all strategic. It's strategic to destroy people, but it's also strategic in the sense that I'm going to make money at the same time I'm destroying folks.
Again, excuse me, I'm sorry. Again, like I said before, there's a phrase that I got from one of my friends, real before rap. And that means that before you started rapping, you was actually doing all of this shit because that's the environment that you came from. Hell with rap. You was out there selling dope because that's the only way you knew how to make money, because you watched people do this before you. And you was in the environment to say, fuck, I ain't going to be 20. I ain't going to live to see 21 anyway, so fuck it. I'm going to make some money. I'm going to live it up right now. That's real before rap. This bullshit coming on the album, all of a sudden you did this and that motherfucker ain't transformed. That motherfucker, he's just like Lil Jon. Lil Jon never sat in his house watching TV and just started screaming to the top of his lungs like an idiot. That's not a transformation.
He's not getting up. I'll let you explain it to him. Can you please break it down to him, ma'am? Because he's not getting it.
Too, but he's not getting it. And you know what? If people, basically, you know, listen to Lennon Honor, Lennon Honor. He's on the internet. Fabulous gentleman. He's a professional musician. He breaks it all down. I mean, maybe, you know, sometimes people aren't ready to hear the truth. They don't understand. And, you know, they're so inspired.
Both of you need to find who don't understand. Neither one of your points really mean a damn thing to me, because
okay.
Listen, from other conversations, my opinion is already formed about both of you. So,
that's part of the problem. If you are,
and we were talking about that yesterday, prejudging. We were talking about that yesterday, and you're perfect.
I listened in yesterday.
I know. You already prejudging me and her. You already said you prejudged. Right. You already got our thoughts about.
Okay,
it.
Well, I'm gonna hit you on your judging. As far as your judging goes, I can't judge you unless I murder you. How am I judging?
Okay, but
I can tell you what you're doing is wrong, and you can say, well, who are you to judge? No, I'm telling you what you're doing is wrong. That's not a judgment. If it's a fact. If your child is about to touch a stove and it's hot, and you tell them, hey, don't do that, it'll burn you. Well, who are you to tell me what to do? Who are you to judge me? That's the exact same fucking thing. But since people want to turn words to fit whatever they're doing, then, who are you to judge me? Motherfucker, I ain't judge nobody. In the United States.
So I'm just saying, you prejudging me. You don't know me. You
exactly.
said that you already
said,
know who
you.
I am.
I know exactly what you're about. You call on this radio station. If everybody on there said, oh, yeah, A, B, C, and D, Michael's going to say, oh, hell no, A, F, C, and B, just to cause confusion.
No, I'm not, sir. Most of the time I talk, it sounds like an opinion, but if you notice, every time I call, people never challenge really what I say because they can't, because I'm speaking fact. I try to be objective, and I'm not too judgmental or prejudging people. You see what I'm saying?
Man,
everybody
fat,
judges,
man.
but hold on, I just want to say something. If you listen to what me and her say, I'm getting serious. Fuck what you're talking about. But what me and her are saying, let's get back to the topic. What me and her are saying, you need to tell your children. I tell my children that. Joe can be in denial, or Lowe can be in denial all you want to. But I tell my children, you better watch out for that transformation stage. People are not aware of what we're talking about, of that process. I'm letting you know that consumer, producer, affirmation, transformation is some real shit. And I break it down to my sons, and I let them know about the transformation part, because you're going to come another image. And that's what other people are doing. Now, I'm lucky that my kids have this awakening, because people like Lowe, he's blind. If he looks at it and he doesn't want to admit that he is being transformed. Listen, I'm not separate from society. I'm not separate really from, because everybody has, people have effect on me, so they are part of me. If anything affects you, it's a part of you, so you're not separated from it. So you're not separate from the world, basically. So what I'm saying is, we have to be aware of the transformation. It's going to be a transformation, bottom line. That's what we have to tell our kids. And you can see it. Hold up. You saying kiss your ass, but then the next minute, you contradict yourself when you say they need to stop doing. Yo, you know why? You're in denial. You don't want to admit the things in this world has transformed you. It has. If you say you don't listen to gangster rap no more, you had a transformation somewhere, you don't listen to it no more, it's a change. It's an instant change, and you went somewhere else.
Okay, all right. You know what? That wasn't the top for the day, so, I mean, that was just one story. So I see already that we're going to have to make that a topic for tomorrow night, yo. So so we get down to the nitty-gritty.
I'll be there. Hey, your lady. You be there too. Go ahead,
Miss Lady.
Oh, about that picture, I saw it. It was just so sad to me. It was just heartbreaking to see that he took the suffering and pain and torture that 14, 15 year old boy went through. He's making a mockery of it. Not to even think of how it affects not his family, but even black people, general society, and to equate that his beating and his torture and pain and terror that he went through with a very misogynistic act that he described is just gutter, okay?
Yes.
Gutter.
Hmm. Yep, and that's exactly what the family letter was saying. You know, they weren't happy with those lyrics that was put out. Okay, we're going to move on.
It's all just about people's self-esteem, really. I mean, at some point you take a stand. I mean, and you say, you know, regardless of what monetary, you know, repercussions I might incur, but I'm not going to do this.
Mm.
At some point, you know, but that lets you know where people's real self-esteem stands, and it's very low. Because somebody that has real, real love for themselves and self-esteem would not have co-signed all that.
Hmm. Okay. You know what? I actually understood that. What you think, Lo? Okay, he must be out doing something. But you know what? I understood that, and it makes a lot of sense. But, you know, and I was thinking about this while y'all were talking. Why don't, if that is the case, why not get out in the public and show that there is another side than what you're doing there? And then listening to the public, maybe they will, you know, as you say, decide to be who they really are and change those lyrics, you know, as far as, you know, what's coming out to the hood, as Michael said. Now, Michael said, we don't buy it, but we buy them on bootleg. But that's still, we support it because you're still playing that in the car and what have you. So, you know, whether you're buying a bootleg or getting it out the store, it doesn't really matter. The lyrics are the same on all of it. And, in fact, on some bootlegs, the lyrics are more explicit than they are on the actual album. After the CD. I'm sorry, I said album. You know, I don't know. I think we need to do something. I'm with the Emmett Till family on this one. you know, he should have left that out of there. That's all I'm saying. All right, we can move on to our next story, and that is a class action lawsuit filed against Carnival Cruise Company over Triumph disaster. Okay. Y'all knew this one was coming. A class action lawsuit has been filed against a company that owns Carnival Triumph Cruise Line that was stranded at sea for days without power. The suit was filed by Cruise Tourists and Houston couple Matt and Melissa Cruson on behalf of other Triumph passengers and alleges that Carnival Corporation either knew or should have known that the ship would have mechanical issues. Because of prior similar issues, the Triumph's passengers were stranded at sea for about 5 days before finally reaching shore in Mobile, Alabama. On the night of February 14th, the engine fire occurred early in the morning of February 10th, 3 days after the ship departed Galveston, Texas, with more than 4,000 people on board of it. Carnival has offered passengers a full refund, a voucher for future cruise, and $500 as compensation for the failed trip. The law firm representing the Cruson says it is committed to obtaining just compensation for the passengers of the Triumph. Now, Carnival, the actual ship itself, Carnival Triumph, previously experienced an electrical issue with one of the ship's alternators. And repairs were conducted by the alternator supplier and were fully completed on February the 2nd. All right. So comprehensive testing of the repair alternator was conducted and certified successful by both the alternator supplier as well as a third-party verification organization. There is no evidence at this time of any relationship between this previous issue and the fire that occurred on February 10th. All right. Now, here's my question about this story. Do you think the passengers on this boat have a good case? Do you think they have a good case for suing the cruise line? You know, could they have known that the engine was going to catch fire? what do you think? Now, personally, I think that they have somewhat of a case, but I don't know if that's going to really fly. Because if you ever been on a cruise and you read the small print, there's certain things in there that takes the cruise line off on the hook as far as some things. So I don't have a copy of the contract they signed, but I am sure it's something in there where it's gonna be in Carnival's favor. I mean, they're giving them $500. Okay, they're giving them a free cruise. They gave them all their money back that they had spent on the boat besides the casino and the gift shop. So, I mean, do they have a case, really? Or is this just something to try and get more money out of the cruise line? And would you
Can
think,
I say something?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, yes. They're absolutely going to be sued, and they're going to pay a lot of money out. Because it's a common carrier, and common carriers have a higher duty of care to their passengers. So if you take a train, bus, plane, there is a higher duty to protect and to prevent harm done to your passengers. So, yes, they're absolutely going to get sued. Now, it could be some jurisdictional issues because I'm not sure what body of water they were in. Was this cruise in the United States or outside?
It was Gulf of Mexico. So yes,
okay,
it was
so
in
there might
States.
Be some different issues, but yes, I absolutely think they're going to be paying out a lot more than the $500, and people are not going to accept that and walk away.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I like that.
Yes, I mean, you know, it's different than you transporting somebody around personally in your car. You know, they're in the business of transporting people. And, you know, so there's a higher duty that they have to protect those us may not is not maybe would be considered a standard to be met for them. So that's what I'm saying. It's absolutely they're going to get more than I mean, who'd want to go on another cruise? You know, is that what they're offering them? Never again. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and the pain and suffering and that they went through a physical and emotional, they're going to be reimbursed. Or actually, they're going to be damages paid.
Yeah. You know, when you start putting in like that, emotional suffering and pain and suffering, okay. Yeah. Yeah. They're going to get paid.
Yeah.
They're going to get paid.
Okay.
I mean that's just, but you know, I still don't see why they. Well, maybe they could have. I don't know. You know, those ships are so huge. You know, anything can go wrong with them. So I don't know. Okay. Well, I guess we have solved that one. They're gonna get paid. Thanks to Miss Lady, they're gonna get paid. that's all I'm talking about right there. But, you know,
I
mean,
about the little 2-year-old that was slapped in the face on the plane?
Yeah, I heard about that. But let me ask you a question first. Do you believe that people are lawsuit happy these days? I think they are.
Oh, I think they are. They absolutely. But, you know, it's everything, like you people have said over, it's about the money. It's about getting the dollar. That's what the corporations are about. They don't even pay taxes. They have their stuff over an offshore account. So, I mean, what's new?
No, okay.
It's okay. They're taking the jobs out of the country and put them in other countries. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
There's labor laws there that aren't as, you know, stringent as the ones here. They don't pay the taxes. They're incorporated elsewhere. So what do you do? I mean, you know what I'm saying? So it's all about the money.
It's all about the money.
But some people were very harmed. And, I mean, really, think about what to have gone through something like that would be quite horrendous.
Yeah. Well, maybe not for me being with my military background. I could have survived with no problem. But I understand what you're saying for the normal Joe. Yeah, that could have been very traumatic for them. You know.
And think about there are some people on that boat that probably did have some medical illnesses. They'd rather compromise from that, being in that situation or add it to their, you know, distress.
That's true. That is very true. Well, I bet the rest of the cruise line is taking a big lesson from this one and making sure their stuff is correct. Or they have a plan. They have a plan in place just in case, you know. But, you know, the question was, why did they have to go all the way to Mobile when they could have turned and went back to Galveston?
I don't know. I have no idea.
You know, that added a few days to the trip. Interesting thought. But, yeah, I did hear about the guy slapping the kid and saying that little, his little, Yeah.
Shut that Ian baby up, Gloria.
Yeah.
Well, he was fired. He was a CEO. And I said, he's a CEO of a manufacturing company. Think if you were a minority trying to work in a company and he's the CEO. What kind of environment, if you were actually even fortunate enough to be hired, right? And then what kind of environment would you be working in?
That is a very interesting point. That is. That's very interesting. And you know what, though? He may not even have his hand in none of that. You know, he just at the top, he don't worry about that. You know, because they probably have certain criteria they have to meet as far as minorities. So he's probably right there at the basic level of what he has to have as far as minorities. But, yeah, that was shocking. You know, I mean, really.
And someone told me it didn't appear like the child was even African American. I never saw the. I understand it was on the news with the parents. They looked more Arabic or something. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm gonna have to do a little bit more research into that. But regardless of what it was, he was
exactly.
wrong.
And he had had an incident of domestic violence with an ex-girlfriend as well. So, you know, he's a bad.
Okay.
He's not quite here, you know.
Well, just a question I have. I didn't mean to cut anyone. I didn't mean to cut anyone off, but a question I have is, what do you think, when these people finally reach their snapping point, you think that this is something that just made them snap? Do you not think that this is something that they say all the time when they're at home in the comfort of their own home? Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
Yeah.
The person in your cubicle right next to you may say this stuff every day, and as soon as they get to work, hey, you're their best friend in the world and everything else. These people always have felt like this. They've had to mask their feelings for a while, and now it's come to the point where they can't mask them anymore. Hey, what's going to happen is going to happen. I mean, that's just the way it is. I mean, I can be honest and tell you that if that were my child, we'd still be tearing that airplane up right now. And his old dry ass, I mean, this old dry ass white man had the audacity to come off like that. I mean, come on, dude. I saw a picture of the guy. He was as brittle as, I don't know. Couldn't have been my situation.
Couldn't have been yours. I don't think it could have been many people's situation. I really don't.
Well, actually, you could be wrong, because the lady said that she just wanted an apology.
Well. Okay. All right. She took the grown-up stance.
Right. And
yeah.
By the way, I was listening in a few minutes ago. I couldn't say anything. I was doing something. Well, anytime you get a slimy-ass attorney involved in anything, he's going to find a way to get his hands on some money, regardless of what it is. So, yeah, I believe it's going to be some litigation there. And you know, justly so. I mean, I don't think it should come to the point where they should be trying to break that organization. You know, but like I said, yet and still, people in America, they're always looking for a way up to get a quick buck. And, I mean, I can even tell you that I read of stories. A man was trying to break into a house. He was on the roof. The roof collapsed. He fell and broke his leg in the house, and he sued the people. He didn't win, but he tried to sue. Now, what kind of bull crap is that?
I want to see the lawyer that actually took that case, because I know he disbarred him afterwards. Well, really?
Hey, nowadays, nothing surprises me, man. I mean, you know, hey, judges are supposed to take oaths, attorneys, doctors, but the thing about it is, I mean, are they really hypocritical to their oath or not?
No, they're hypocritical to the dollar. That's what they're hypocritical to.
Hey, that's their God, so they worship him well, man.
Wow. Wow. Interesting. All right. Well, yeah, okay. We got the little stories out the way. So let's go on and get on with the main topic for today. And once again, I want to thank everybody for listening. This is Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Eric Jackson. Now, join the conversation today, 347-838-8622. You can email me, eric.letstalk@gmail.com. I am on Twitter at DrivenForLife62. And you hit me up on Facebook. Let's talk with Eric Jackson at Facebook.com. All right. Now, today's show, the title of today's show is Zodiac Signs. Do they really matter and do they hold any credence at all? So I'm going to go ahead and give you the first shot at it, Lo. Are you there?
Come back, say that again. I missed that last part.
Oh, I was saying today's topic is zodiac signs. Do they really matter, and do they hold any credence?
Oh, good topic. You have a lot of people that actually they believe in this stuff, man. And you know, I'll be honest. Me personally, I don't believe in it. It's sorcery to me, so I think it's satanic, and I don't deal with it.
Hmm. So why do so many people put their beliefs in it? And it, I mean, you got all of the belief because a lot of people do believe that, you know, that the zodiac sign controls their personalities.
Really?
Yes, really.
I think that's it. I think that's crazy. And I personally think that man has a free will to do whatever he want to do. And mm-hmm. if you just happen to read something, and if you can hopefully find something in there to say, oh, well, you know what, that sounds just like me, then you'll find it because you're looking for it.
Oh, you know, and I kind of believe that, you know, when they print these things up or write these things up, it's more of generalization than anything.
Right, right.
Yeah, you know, so it can fit anybody if you really look for it hard enough, as you said. Hold on, I got somebody else who want to come in the conversation. Happy Thursday to you. You're on Let's Talk. Can I have your name and what's on your mind?
How you doing? This is Michael again.
Oh, okay. You made it back, huh?
Yes, I promised a man, you know. Since that young lady, she calmed me down. That voice just totally calmed me down. But I just want to say, you know, it's the same thing as delusional as some religions are. I mean, some people will ask somebody, what is your sign? And let's say they say Gemini. Oh, I got to watch out for you. You sneaky. Or I knew he was like that. Or he had two signs. Or like a Sagittarius or Scorpio. All this types of stuff. I look at it and I say everybody has a little bit of some sign in them. These are things that gurus get you on. The palm readers, they make money. People write lots of books, astronomy and all this type of stuff. And people believe in it. And people will actually judge you and say, I'm not going to mess with a Sagittarius because I'm a Leo or something like that. I don't get along. Come on, man. It's the same thing to me.
It's the same thing, huh?
Same thing.
Hmm. Okay.
Wow. I can't believe it, but we're actually agreeing on something.
Well, see, Mikey, you mentioned astrology, and the definition is the ancient art or science of divining the fate and future of human beings from indications given by the positions of the stars and other heavenly bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the principles of astrology was actually formalized by the Greeks, you know, 2,000 years ago, you know, and they just basically studied the heavenly bodies mathematically and scientifically and defined the signs of the zodiac, you know, and they are the names of Greek and Roman gods were assigned, you know, to the different planets.
Right.
That's why you have Pluto and
exactly.
You know, Mercury and Saturn.
These are the people that got democracy going. See, it was a shift. I'll listen to you, though. But I know the history going down. But
yeah.
See, there were other scientists who didn't believe in that.
Mm-hmm. Well, basically, historically,
they're the ones that got killed. But luckily, they came back to life.
Historically, astrology is rooted in pagan idolatry.
Imagine that.
But see, sir, there were people like the people who deal in, see, you got to realize, see, Plato and them, see, that's how religion and stuff come about. Now, I want you to, this is a lesson, this is a history lesson. Listen to what they did. Look at actuality. Forget the books.
Here we go.
No. I want us to close the books and let's look at actuality, all of us together, real quick. You said that they were looking at the heavenly body. They're looking at factual information. They can see the rotation. They took those facts and they went into a round. I hear an echo.
I don't know where it's coming from. I don't hear anything.
But they took factual information and started thinking and came up with a whole religion. They said the number 7 is heaven. Plato and them, they mastered the numbers, and he starts saying the numbers mean a certain thing. And then people start believing in it. That's how we got the 7 days of the week. All this stuff comes from him, but he enslaves people too. But the scientists that deal with facts and said, hold up, we don't believe in that. These are facts. But you're not going to make these facts out of no God. These facts is we're going to all live together. You know, but they took the facts and convinced it the dumb people, because he's enslaved them, to say that these facts are God, just because he knew them and he knew the measurements. And he came up with that, and he ruled to control people and has lined it down. Boom, and we've been dividing. Those type of scientists were factual scientists. Facts Rashad is the one who made, you know, I mean, deal with Facts a lot of stuff. So that's why you have your division. So in actuality, that's one of the reasons where religion stems from. I think more religion is, if you look at the history and the Egyptians in the way they looked at the stars and the suns, their gods were the stars and the suns. Before it even was any other type of early religion, it was paganism. But if you look at all religion has paganism in it. That's a fact. You're worshiping a symbol as a god. All religion has paganism. Yes, paganism means, look up the definition, paganism. I'm not lying to you. That's what they tell me. They say if you worship something, an image, as a god, no matter what that image is, and you worship it as a god, that's paganism. They worship the cow, they worship the this. Right, that's what they say, bro.
Quick thing, though. I guess that's why the Bible says don't have any images.
Right, but Jesus Christ, but they use Jesus Christ and the cross as an image. That's paganism.
Who do? That's the thing about it. That's the thing about
Christianity is on a pagan holiday. Why do you think it's... if you just go... I'm not trying to offend nobody. Okay, I'll listen.
You're not offending me. Straight up, bro, you ain't offending me.
I'm just speaking of facts of the definition of paganism. If you want me to believe in the definition of paganism, I'm saying all religion has some type of paganism in it. That's a fact.
I will agree. And like I said, when you're talking to me, I don't believe in Christianity. I don't believe in religion. What I believe in the Bible, Ahaya, and Yeshaya. That's what I believe in. I don't believe in all of that stuff. You're a preacher. What's the deal with the Sunday worship? Was it Sabbath change? He said no, but. And
but
I was like, well, why do you have so many people that go to church on Sunday then? Well, that's just what we've been doing. I said, well, what you doing is faking. Well, who am I to change this thing? Man, come on. It depends on who you're asking. You know what I'm saying? Because you can tell some people and they don't care. You can tell some people and they'll be like, well, you know, this is our tradition. And you can tell some people and they'll be like, well, you know, that's true. We really shouldn't be doing this. But we've been doing it for the longest, so I guess we're going to keep it like it is. You know, I mean, I did just like the both of you guys. I grew up in the church just like both of them, looking at all of that foolishness and learning to hate myself because of the images I saw and everything else. So that's my stuff. When you learn better, you do better.
Go ahead, Michael. I know you're chomping at the bit.
No, I'm actually listening. I made my point. I'm listening to y'all. I'm actually doing something, but I'm listening.
Okay. All righty then. Well, I don't coming up, I was told that the seventh day of the week was Sabbath, and that's what it said in the Old Testament. So that's what why we go to church on Sunday. Unless I missed something.
What'd you say?
Say God built the heaven and the earth in 6 days, and the seventh day was for
rest.
Yeah, rest.
That was the Sabbath.
And the Sabbath, yeah.
Right. But I'll actually charge you with showing me where the Sabbath was changed.
All the traditions have a Sunday was the first day in all traditions, if you go back. So if you want to go back, I know what y'all are talking about. I'm not saying I believe, but I have some knowledge. But I'm just going to what Lo was saying. According to what the things say, in all, even forget the Bible, other traditions, because paganism was the first religion on this earth. That's a fact. But what I'm saying is, the paganism, the sun, they worship the sun. They have different rituals before the even Bible. They said the Sunday was the first day.
Right.
So when you say Sunday, I don't care about no business. I'm talking about religious. That Sunday, how it ran about it, technically, according to them, it is supposed to be on a Saturday. According to what they say. Now, I'm outside looking, but Lowe's right. And that's a contradiction.
What's the contradiction?
Because the Jews, hold on. It's a contradiction because if you believe that, see, it's a contradiction when you want to go and say, when Jesus Christ, according to the Bible, when Jesus Christ was here, He was a Jew. The Jew believed this. The Jewish knew about the Sabbath. So why a non-Jew is going to tell somebody, or Jewish? I'm sorry. I will listen to you, though. I'll say Jewish, non-Jewish people. Their whole culture made up with the Sabbath thing. Why would somebody that's non-Jewish try to tell them that they're wrong? I'm just saying you crazy, because that's their tradition. That's where you got it from. So you have to listen to them. That's why they say the Sabbath is on a Saturday, because you are ancient tradition. Sunday was the first day. That's all I'm saying. So Lois right if he wants to look at it that way.
I'm looking at it from the biblical aspect.
And that's what the biblical say. In the biblical, it comes from Jewish.
Right, from the Jews.
Jewish. All that is Jewish.
Again, okay, you smart. Like I said, leave the ish off. Those people converted. They converted in 70 A.D. But anyway, that's another story. The thing is, like I said, if the book already, if the scripture says, remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. If the Ten Commandments specifically say Saturday, where did people begin to change? They changed about 240 years after death, when Constantine instituted that paganism into that religion. That's when they started to do that. It had nothing to do with, Christ rose on Sunday, which is another lie. All this stuff is lies. Now you got to do
right.
Read the Old Testament, and you will understand everything that you need to know. And that's why a lot of the people, and matter of fact, astrology is in that Bible too. You're not supposed to follow that. It's forced.
That's right. That's right. It sure is.
Oh, so you saying there's something in the Bible that you don't supposed to follow?
Yes, there's a lot in the Bible you're not supposed to follow.
What do you mean? I know you don't supposed to follow the stuff that they don't tell you to do, right? But you're saying that it's some things that's in the Bible that it tells you that someone can do that you shouldn't do. I don't understand. I'm listening.
No. What I'm saying again is when the law, statutes, and commandments was handed down, they were handed down to the Jews, and the Jews were charged in teaching these things to the Gentiles.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the thing is, the Jews fail, and the reason they fail is because they did not keep the law, statutes, and commandments. There's a law in the Bible that says, hey, don't eat pork. But since the Gentiles ate pork, did whatever the hell they wanted to do, when they came in charge of the Jews, they implemented all of these things that they were doing. And then they told you, and I know both of you heard before, don't worry about the Old Testament. That's over with.
When I hear this contradiction, I be laughing at them. I say, I'm listening, Lord.
I'm telling you what was told to me a long time ago. Don't worry about the law done away with. The Old Testament done away with. All actuality, it was never done away with, because you need the old to go into the new.
Right, is there's no way that you could destroy the old. See, this is what they saying, though. See, I'm sitting back. You know me. I know y'all have your opinions about them. But, Lowe, come on. This is why I had to step up back. What you're saying, Lowe, because it's a contradiction when I hear, we New Testament Christians. I said, my goodness, if you New Testament Christians, hold up. You got to believe in the New Testament, because that's a creation. And why do you always go? Listen, this is what they always do, and they contradict themselves. I'm a New Testament Christian, but they always go back to the Old Testament to confirm
something.
In the New Testament, even when Jesus Christ, they had to. Well, in the Old Testament, they said in here, never say. See, and then they contradict themselves. But the reason why, though, they don't, because the Old Testament is the Jewish culture. You would have to look like a Jew. People, he's got to be covered, because they have some churches out there that are real strict apostolic. And I know all that type of stuff. And I sit back and I just laugh at them, because I can see people is in confusion. Confusion. I know I have my rights. I know I'm a proven wrong, but man, I get away with that, man. I deal with the facts, man. I'm sorry.
Well, that's fine. You know.
I try to stay away from that confusion, because I always a contradiction.
Well, you know, the zodiacal signs actually originated in Babylonia,
right?
And Neo-Baptized around the 7th century BC. You know?
Right, exactly. With Plato. Yeah. Well, yeah, Plato and all them type of stuff. 700 something. Yeah, but you got to realize there were other people that went against Plato that said, no, these are just facts. We all can learn from them. Them numbers are not my God. This is count. They killed them. People like me, they killed the shit out of them because we speak in fact. And these are the ones that got going us to the space shuttle and got the computers. Motherfuckers like me. Just stay with the facts, bro. Don't try to confuse me with that woohoo and guru me and take my
that
money.
Guru.
Yeah, man.
Oh, wow. Well, the confusion actually come in when you get somebody to say, well, I'm a New Testament Christian. Well, when they make those? Where that's even at in the Bible?
Yeah, I mean when did they make those?
Yeah, when they make that, where they come from? People use things to push their own agendas. Whatever they want to go forward, that's what they'll use. I can show you where it says, hey, you can only wear a red shirt on this day. Some people will say, well, does that mean that I can get away with the burnt orange, maybe? Or, you know, people will push whatever they want to just get where they want to go.
What you mean? What you mean, red?
Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, even to the point where you even have people now saying, well, you know what, I do understand that the blacks of the United States and the indigenous people of the four corners of the earth are the children of Israel. I understand that. But I am a messianic Jew. And my question to that is, what the hell is that? That's nowhere in the Bible. But the people that fall under all those curses is in the Bible. It's all the way around. So, you know, like I said, you will have people telling you anything to get their agenda passed, and all you need to do is keep saying it or keep hearing it long enough, and some people will start to say, well, you know what, that kind of does sound like it makes sense, even to the point of this astrology crap.
Yeah. You know, and it's funny because zodiac comes from the Latin word zodiacus, which means circle of animals. You know, so, it's amazing. And I'm with you. I'm like, where does it say that? Because, you know, I had to look. And actually, Amos 5 and 8 said, he who made the Pleiades and Orion and turns deep darkness into the morning and darkens the day into night, who calls for the waters of the sea and pours them out on the surface of the earth, the Lord is his name. Well, that tells you right there, there is nothing else. You know, but why are some people just so tied up into astrology and the zodiacs? You know, are they just looking for, I mean, what are the reasons?
Well, I mean, you're asking the questions that I ask you now. It's the same question where someone would ask you, why do you believe in something that, you know, Christianity, that's the same thing. See, that's the same part. When you say that, that's the same thing other people do, because religion is similar. They're not very far from each other.
I'm sorry. I can kind of tell you why, from my perspective, I think that, I mean, you used to have these commercials everywhere, you know, with Dionne Warwick and all these people, you know, coming on and this. The farther this world, this earth and its inhabitants get away from its creator,
uh-huh,
the more they'll dabble in any and everything else.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, we grew up in the church, and you know, regardless to how you feel now, Michael, you grew up in the church just like I did, where, oh, you know, yeah, God loves everybody, and he will see you through it. And he'll, like I said, you go back into that Old Testament, and you'll see where he put that rod down on people, too.
Yeah, well, he still does it today if you know he's not doing what he's supposed to.
Exactly.
Well, hold on. I got somebody else going to come in.
I'm not going to get – I'll let y'all go with that. I ain't gonna.
Hello, 510. Happy Thursday to you. Let's talk. Can I get your name and what's on your mind?
How you doing? I'm Michael Lazarus. I was getting ready to pretty much say the same thing that Michael just said. I mean, it's funny to hear y'all sit here and say all this stuff about astrology and everything, when, you know, all the stuff in the Bible, people pick and choose what they want to believe out of the Bible. And that's the the exact reason why you have all these different sects within Christianity and all this other stuff. Because everybody wants to believe what they want to believe. So it's kind of like, how can you sit there and say it's crazy to believe in this, but then exactly the same people are looking at you like you're crazy to believe in what you believe.
You finish? You finish?
Yeah, I'm finished for now. Go ahead. What you got to say?
Okay. Now, like I said before, the closest thing that you will get to the original text is the King James Version. If you deviate from that and go and get your NIV and, the Bible for stupid people and this and that, then you're going to get a totally different understanding. And the reason being is because the deception is put there to throw you off anyway. I mean, in one place in the Bible, I can tell you verbatim, it says that that homosexuality is an abomination in one part of the Bible. Then you go and get the NIV Bible. They change the words up a little bit to make it not offend people so much. Oh, well, you know, homosexuality is frowned upon. Frowned upon is not the same thing as hated.
Excuse me. Can I say something real quick?
And then I'm after you, so I have to crush this silliness.
Okay. Well, personally, I want to. Can we take yourself for an example, though?
Of course.
All right. So here it is, and you're saying, you know, and I heard you say earlier that, you know, people will hear something and be like, hey, this, yeah, I can relate to that, and so they'll go with this. You know what I'm saying? And like you said, we all grew up in the church, and we were all told that this is what it was, and then you grew up. Didn't you? And then you grew up, and you told something else to go with it, right? While you were still reading the same Bible, you just saw it differently from when you grew up because you were a part of a different organization and you felt the way that they felt. And now you're still reading the same Bible, but you have a whole totally different view on it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because you heard somebody say something that you liked. And you felt it was relating to you. So at each stage of this, you're sitting there just going with what you feel at that point in time is for you.
Well, I'll go ahead and be more.
How else can you explain it when you're reading the exact same text, but you're changing your views on it?
Okay, well, you finished?
Go ahead.
Okay, well, I'll tell you why. Because when I was dabbling in masonry, since I go ahead and put it out there, I don't fool with that anymore because, first and foremost, I did like everybody else. I ain't hardly read no Bible. I just went, you go to church, the preacher do a little talking, and that's about it. And, you know, some people, you know, they go to Bible study, blah, 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 blah. Other than that, they don't pick no Bible up and they don't receive any understanding. Now, until you study and until you say, well, hey, you know what, I really want to find out more about this, then you're not going to receive any understanding whatsoever. Oh, yeah, I was under the same impression as a lot of other people. Mr. So-and-so from the community, he was a Mason, and so-and-so, and such-and-such. Oh, they were great guys, blase, blase. And that has nothing to do with anything. I mean, before you join something, you will want to know more about it, regardless of who those people are, what they're into. So I can tell you from my own experience, before I picked up that Bible for myself and read it for myself, instead of going to church and listening to the preacher for 30 minutes and then going home, not thinking any more about it until church came back up, then, hey, you're not going to get but what you put into it.
That is a very, very excellent point, Dello. Very excellent point. And I said it all the time. No matter what you're trying to get into, hey, you need to do some research and find out what's going on with it.
Well, hold up. I understand, but let's get back to the realness, people. See, long should have been had that. I wanted to give him an applause for that silliness, but let's speak facts. You have really, the Catholic Church, right, they got the first Bible. If it wasn't for them, y'all wouldn't even be talking about what y'all are talking about. That's fact. So you can talk about all the Catholic Church, all you want to, what they did. If they wouldn't have spread it like they spread it, it may have not been a fact. They got it on the jump. They got it moving. That's a fact. So don't talk about the Catholics too much. But then you keep on these versions. You got multiple versions of the King James Version. Listen, if you have something that's original, and any time you take away from that original and you edit it or you add another word to it, it becomes another version. So even come you keep on saying, there's only one word of God. That's a lie now on this earth, according to y'all. Now, I'm just speaking for, it can't be. Because even, guess what, even when you read, if you can get the cool nature of what all the words is, it's a fact that people are not going to agree on those words. You see what I'm saying? You don't even know how the Old Testament was gathered, sir. Do you know how the Old Testament was gathered? You'll be shocked if you knew.
First of all, they said Moses.
This man named Moses wrote the first four books of the Bible. That's a lie. Men other than Moses wrote that book. And number two, it came from northern Jews and southern Jews, different sectors of Jews. I'm calling what they call themselves. I'm respecting them. Jews or Jewish. Okay. They have different sects of Jews. Right, okay. They have that, and they put all their books together. They even have some other books that's not even there. And they have their old stories about that Old Testament. So only thing I'm saying to you, Lo, stop telling people about their story. You ain't nobody can come into your life and that's their people's story. That's where it comes from. It comes from a group of people.
You mean you fell out of the sky and came
in diamonds and gold? No, that's what you're looking cartoonish. You know, I mean, like an animated. I mean, you live in an imaginary dream. You need to go watch PBS or something. Because that's what they got
about,
you thinking.
What are you talking about? You mean the northern and
it's
the southern?
It's just like a
kingdom?
Zodiac, like the guy said. That's why
there were two kingdoms. Yeah, there were two kingdoms after Solomon fell.
Yeah.
The northern and the southern kingdoms. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Right, but I'm letting you know both of them, they were separate though. Those Jews didn't like each other. They have all different stories about their different traditions, and they even picked which one to go in there. So the Christian church said, I'm going to pick this book, I'm going to pick some of this, I'm going to pick some of this, I'm going to pick some of this, because Jesus was a Jew, so I'm going to go, since Jesus read these books when he was living, these books must be good. So that's the only reason why that you're reading a thing, because they say Jesus was a Jew. So you have to read what he read when he was little. That's what they're saying. That's their philosophy and their theory. I know all this. I'm just trying to educate you on this stuff.
I'm telling you straight up.
Look. I'm telling you where it comes from factually. It comes from man's mind.
I'm telling you. It don't come from out of no space.
It don't come from out of no space or out of no sky.
What are you talking about?
It comes straight from.
The same place astronomy comes from. To stand here to try and make you or force anything on, because personally I could care less about what you do.
But what me and that bro is saying, sir, the same thoughts that people came up with a Plato and with astronomy is the same thoughts the Bible come from. That's a fact. You can't deny it. That's what he's saying, and he's the one on the spit fact, which comes from thought. So when you judge the people who judge with scribe, you have to judge yourself, because it comes from mad thought. You can't prove it. Like they can't prove it. Nobody's going to guru you no more. I don't believe in no damn Lucky Seven. No, there's Lucky Seven gambling. You know, there's guruing you, man. Don't let them people brainwash you like that no more. But that's you. I mean, I'm just saying, I know a trick when I see it. Prove it to me. Verify.
Okay. Oh, okay. Michael has left again. It's amazing. Michael put up an argument, did he leave? Then comes back. I guess his temper gets up. That is so funny. But I wanted to know who this we were. I mean, they were he kept talking about. You know, I was kind of curious about that one. You know, but Michael, so you said you agree with Michael, huh?
Yes, pretty much. Yes.
Pretty much.
Yes.
Mm.
And this is coming from somebody I have read the Bible. I read the Bible because I wanted to understand it, and I did this at a young age.
Mm.
And, you know, you'll be amazed at how many people will sit there and tell you wholeheartedly, yes, I believe in God, this and that, go to church, and then you ask them one simple question, if they ever read the Bible, and not all of them. I mean, it's just mind-boggling. It's the craziest thing in the world.
So let me ask you this question. So maybe that's why there's so many who believe in the Zodiac, because they're not really following up so-called what they're supposed to be doing to Christians, you know, as far as reading their Bible. So is that another belief that to take the place of doing what they think they should do in order to, you know, God reading the Bible?
No, it's just there's a question out there. The question is, how did all this begin? And everybody's just struggling for an answer. But some things you won't be able to answer. And I can accept that. That's acceptable for me. Hey, the answer hasn't been discovered as of yet. That's acceptable for me. But to just sit there and tell me stories about parting red seas and walking on water and... I'm not buying.
Well, you say you're not buying it, but you just said things that just will not be, you know, that you just ain't been discovered yet.
Well,
so how are you gonna say you're just not gonna believe it?
That the Bible reads more like the episode of Harry Potter to me. I hate to say it, but I deal with facts. Let's deal with the facts.
Okay.
That just did not happen.
that just didn't happen.
It did not happen. It did not happen.
Well, I have one question then, my friend. Now, let's just say if you are wrong, what happens if you are wrong? I mean, I'm not saying that say just for my sake, because hell, I believe in what I want to be in. You go on the right, you put the right. So what happens?
What happens if I'm wrong? Then I guess, according to you, I'll burn in eternal damnation with some little red figure with horns on his head and a goat bottom or whatever and a pitchfork face poking me all day while I'm hot as hell.
Where do you get all that foolishness from?
From the same place. You know exactly what I'm talking about. So what are you saying?
Where do you get that from?
What character am I describing, Lo? What character am I describing?
I'm asking.
What character am I describing, Lo? You know. So I mean, come on, don't even come at me like that. You know what character I'm describing.
According to the scripture, he's going to
be locked down. So I got it from the same place that you got it from, because you know what I'm describing.
This is what the preacher said. That's what the preacher and they were saying in church. But according to the scripture, he's going to be locked in hell with you.
We've already came to the conclusion that we all grew up in the church. So, yeah, I've heard the same stuff that you heard. So, I mean, now I'm really trying to figure out why, you know, come on now. I didn't believe it when the preacher said it. I'm not going to believe it when anybody else said it.
But you've read this, but you read it yourself. So you're still not going to believe it because you read it, even though you've read it yourself.
No, I read it because I was curious as to why people are so, you know, crazy about religion.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to know. I wanted to know that. What is it about this book and this that makes people just lose their mind? I wanted to know. So I read it.
Oh, okay. So you were searching for something. You were searching, but you just didn't find what you were looking for. Basically is what you're saying.
Oh, yeah.
Did you understand what you were reading?
Exactly. I just told you what it was. Everybody wants to answer that question. That's the question that burns in everybody's flesh. Is what is all this about? Where did all this come from? And all it is another answer. Whether you believe the Zodiac or you believe Muhammad and Allah or whatever, I mean, this is why we have Buddha. This is why we have all these different religions. People are just answering this same question.
We have all these different religions to keep you confused.
Keep you confused. Keep you living in servitude. Because I do recall you saying my whole mission in life is to serve God and mankind. You can be a servant all you want. I mean, maybe that's why black people was so easily to be enslaved and you know, still can't seem to break those chains because they believe that they're supposed to be living in servitude.
No, well, if that's your interpretation of that,
wait a minute.
Servitude is a word. I really suggest that you look up the definition before you answer. Servitude.
Okay, well, like I said,
it doesn't matter. It goes for every type of servitude, no matter who you serve, it's servitude. And
okay,
means,
well, hey, you can throw a blanket on it if you want to, man. I mean,
That's not a blanket. We're talking about a specific word.
Exactly. That's what I said. You can throw a blanket on it if you want to and say, well, you can eat a
We're speaking English. So for us to communicate and understand what each other is trying to say, we got to be reading out of the same dictionary. We got to be using the same words to mean the same thing. Okay. Perfect. I mean, there's no other way to put it.
Okay,
and if you have the mentality that your whole existence is to be living in servitude, I mean, that explains a whole lot about the situation that we as a people are in right now.
Well, that's up to your own interpretation. I can take you, well, matter of fact, you said you already read it for yourself. Deuteronomy 28, to me, let me know where my people are enslaved right now, why they went enslaved. That's to me. But the thing is, though, bro, I'm enjoying all of this, but it's not up to me to try to prove or disprove anything to you or whoever, either one of you, Michael. So, you know, it is what it is. See,
wait a minute.
See what you believe.
Wait a minute. Let me ask Michael a question. Michael, so what do you believe?
Nothing. What do I believe?
What do you believe? I mean, do you believe in God? Do you believe in Buddha? I mean, what do you believe?
Yeah, I believe in God. I believe I am God. I see God every morning when I wake up and look in the mirror.
Yeah, okay, you want to say that one more time?
I said I see God every morning when I wake up and look in the mirror.
Really?
Yes.
How does he look?
What's that?
How does he look?
Oh, he's a fine young brother, I tell you that. Very handsome. Very strapping young man, as they would say.
Okay. All righty then.
Now, you told me that. Where did you tell me that you got that from?
What's that?
You had told me you got that concept from, you said Clarence 13X, you told me?
Yeah, the nation of gods and earth, the five percenters. And here's my thing. When I told you that, I told you it's the closest thing to what I've actually always felt and believed, that people make up this imaginary God.
You say,
and also what I told you was, is we as black people have been called and have allowed ourselves to be called a whole lot of things. And wear it like a badge of honor. But when a man comes around and calls you God and tells you that you're God, which, if you actually look at the definition of God, there's more than just the Christianity God definition. If you can say anything is it's a person or a thing of high or extreme value. And, yeah, I am of extreme value to myself. So,
well, they say the same. I'm sorry.
By definition, there you go.
They say the exact same thing about the children of Israel. But it's the hardest thing in the world to tell a person that go to church every Sunday that, hey, a black person anyway. This is who they're talking about. They're talking about you. Mm. Oh, that's them people over in Israel right now. And my question is only one thing. How, when the scriptures are talking directly about you?
Oh. There you go. You have people that haven't read the scriptures.
So, Michael,
then you have people that don't really believe the scriptures. They'll go sit in church all day, but they don't really believe it. Because if you believe it, then you can't go out on Saturday night, Friday night, and do those things that you do. Yeah.
Hmm. I tell you, Friday night, I'll be right here on the air, so I won't be out there. So, Michael, you know, here's a question for you, Michael. If you are
all right.
a God, so, I mean, you've been a God, what are your special abilities or...
See, that's what I'm saying. A person or a thing of supreme value. Look up the definition.
Supreme value.
You know, it'll be supreme value. That supreme is like the highest that you can go. Value is just something that you know, put your affection into. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, listen now. And to sit there and say, what is my attribute, you're making it sound like a superhero once again. That's like when they was actually having the conversation on religion, and I heard somebody came in the session and was saying, okay, well, I can read about Batman, does that make him real? Or Superman, does that make him real? He has superpowers. You see what I'm saying? Just because that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
You got to know the definition of the word.
All right.
It's more than just one meaning to that word.
Okay, so basically what happened is you went to a dictionary, you looked up the word, and then you chose the one that you thought fit you the best.
If I don't believe I'm the best, who's going to believe I'm the best? Why would I believe that I'm anything less than the best?
Okay.
I would be able to go ahead and agree with myself being a servant, you know. And I was just born or created to be in servitude for the rest of my life.
Hmm.
If I had that type of, you know, mentality,
mm-hmm.
subservient, that would be, you know, acceptable for me. That's not acceptable for me.
Okay. So you serve no one but yourself.
My kids. I mean, I'm a good-natured person. It's not all about me. I mean, I live the way I treat people the way I want to be treated.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's no, I'm not. It's not all about me and me 24/7. I have children. I have a job. I have other things I have to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
I live on this earth with all the Christians.
Okay.
I have to blend in on they'll kill me like they've done in the past. Just, they don't mind shedding some blood.
So you don't consider yourself a Christian. You just
no.
Okay.
No. Nor do I consider myself a Jew.
Okay. All righty then. Very interesting. So let me throw something else out here real fast.
Can I ask you a question? One quick
for
question.
Me? Yeah.
Yes. Do you consider yourself a Jew or a Christian?
I consider myself a Christian.
Oh, so you're not a Jew?
Well, no.
Okay. But you believe in the Bible and you read the Bible and you believe in God, right?
Yes. Yes and yes.
Okay. that would throw you into the category of the people that Brother Lofield don't have a good interpretation of what the Bible is telling them.
Well, I think I have a good interpretation. You know, as I go back and read more, I get more interpretation of it. So it's all right. You ain't going to tell me. You ain't taking my mind. In the words of Bernie Mac, I ain't studying you, mother.
Hey, that's the last thing I want to do. I don't want nobody to change their mind because of something I said.
That's right. Now, what I was about to ask you, though, was all these so-called psychics and zodiac queens, you know, that get you on the phone and tell you, you know, certain things. Is there any validity in that, or are they just coming up with something out of the rear? You there? Okay. Are we losing?
He normally gets frustrated when I start talking. He probably cut out.
Oh. I never known Lord to just cut out. Well, what you think about that, Michael?
Yeah. I'm breaking
in and out, so I didn't really hear and understand the question.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Terry.
Yeah.
Now, let's get something clear. He know I never hung a phone up. I mean, we might have been at 50 calls, but I never hung a phone up. Go ahead and answer the question. He heard you. He just don't know how he's going to tackle it yet. That's all.
No, really, I didn't. My phone was breaking in and out. I'm sitting around driving from the parking spot, and my phone was breaking up.
Okay.
What was the question?
Well, the question is the so-called psychics and zodiac queens, you know, the people who say they have special abilities. Are they truly, do they truly have these special abilities, or are they just putting some out the rear? Are they bodies?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't think anybody has, I won't say that. They probably do have special abilities, but like I said, I'm not going to sit there and make it like it's like superpower. Nobody's going to be flying or anything. Yeah. Nobody's going to heal the blind or anything like that, or cure cancer by laying hands upon them. Yeah, I don't believe in none of that. Mm-hmm. They probably do have special abilities. I feel like Dr. Martin Luther King had special abilities. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Just the fact that he could gather that much to have people follow him in that way, I felt that was a special ability that he had. You see what I'm saying? So I believe in special abilities in that way, but when you get to the magic and, yeah, no.
Yeah.
I don't mess with that.
Okay. So there are some out there that believe that people do have given certain gifts. So.
Definitely.
So why could laying hands be why could laying hands be one of them?
By all means. You know, can I tell you a story real quick?
Sure you can.
My ex-wife was in a really, really bad car accident.
Uh-huh.
She ended up upside down, and they had the helicopter and rush her to the hospital and do some coma. So she had to be pushed into a coma to save her actual life. And she was telling me this, and we're talking about this.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last thing she said was, "And I know if it wasn't for God, I would not be alive right now." You know? And it just blew my mind because, you know, if it wasn't for God, because here she is in traffic, she had this accident, somebody had a cell phone, called the paramedics came through, they called the people with the helicopter. She gave no thanks to these people. These people pretty much, they might as well have not even existed in the store. But these people actually saved her life. And now she doesn't see it that way. It was God that saved her life.
And you a problem with this because?
Because I would like, okay, if I would have known that, if I'd have been on the road and I'd have known that,
mm-hmm.
or say if I seen somebody who had an accident and I knew that they believed that God would save their life, I'd drive by. I wouldn't even call nobody to come get them. Because God is going to save their life.
Well, I mean,
God is going to physically come down and save their life. They're not waiting on anybody else. I mean, it's not the doctor that went to school and learned and, you know, became good at his profession. It's not the ambulance driver or nobody. It's God. It's all God.
But you're saying you're being very literal with this thing. You know, God moved on somebody's heart to call the ambulance or what have you, and he had his hands around her the way she do. She wouldn't get hurt. So
no,
I mean,
actually, sir, where she was at, that's the law. You can get in trouble for not reporting. You can get in big trouble for not reporting an accident.
But that's
so,
the thing.
Yeah.
The people, come on now. I mean, people just drive by anyway. They see it.
Okay. Don't let somebody get their license plate.
Well, I mean, somebody may not, but there's many people that just drive right on by. So the Lord moved somebody to pick up their cell phone and call for help. And while they were doing that, he had his hands around her to keep her safe until help got there. So I see her point.
Oh.
See, like I say, you looking at it kind of scientifically.
I hate to sound like Michael. Well, I'm gonna stop saying I hate to sound like Michael, but there is no other way to look at it.
Michael.
Yeah, exactly. But there is no other way to look at it. I'm not.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. No.
Okay. Okay.
That's like when I came back to America and I was looking for a job,
uh-huh.
and my aunt, she's all into the church and everything. And she's like, don't even worry about it. Put it in the Lord's hands. And put it in the Lord's hands.
Yeah.
Nah, I need to get up and go find me a job. I can't sit around and put it in the Lord's hands.
See, once again, you're being literal about the thing. Yes, you're going to have to get up and go and look. But by putting it in God's hands, you know, you may receive favor to where you're going and you put the application in and get the job you want. That's what she
was
saying.
All the people that told me no, I couldn't have this job, that was just him telling me that wasn't a job for me, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. See, I've heard all that. No, that's not what it was.
Okay. Okay, maybe you just weren't qualified for those jobs then. That sounds good.
How about that?
Okay. We'll take that over the other one. Okay. All right, man. We're about to close it out for today. So go ahead. You got, 2 minutes? 2 minutes for your closing statement.
No, I'm good. I'm getting ready to go handle some business, so I gotta run anyway.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. I appreciate it, though.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for calling in. Have a good one.
All right, you too.
Lo, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, man. I was here the whole time listening to him rattle on. If he was, but I tell you what, though, the thing about it, hey, he sticks to his guns. That's he believed the same thing many years ago as he's saying right now. So hey, I respect him. That's his. That's his belief. That's the way he sees things. And hey, that's his opinion. So that's where that stands. And
look, many of them do.
Absolutely.
If we need more of us to just stand our ground, we're doing good. But
I agree. But the thing about what you just said, though, I mean, he asked you the question he did because he knew that you was gonna say what you said.
Mm-hmm.
And so, hey, of course, that's right then and right there. There's a division between what you say and what I say, and we both say that we're running the same thing. So, hey, I can see where he's coming from with that, but at the same time, you know, as you said, the more you study,
the more you see, the more you understand. There you go.
Yeah, there you go. Just that easy. Just that easy. Yes, sir. All right, man. Those are closing remarks.
I really enjoyed this show, man, and you know, I think that we should have more shows that pertain to things like this, you know, and I know it went away from the topic somewhat, but it was still a predominantly a good show, you know,
mm-hmm.
and that's pretty much what it's about, and that's it.
Well, it may have went away, but the topic still laid, you know, the groundwork to get there, because it all, you know, it all encompassed the whole thing, the same thing. You
right,
know.
And it actually leads into a whole nother show.
Right. Exactly.
All right,
all
bro.
Right.
Hey, have a good one, man.
Yes, sir. See you tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah.
All right. All right, y'all. Another great show today. And, hey, we had a nice little conversation going on. I like that. And it was really, as you can see, there's many different versions and many different thought processes on just how, what religion is and who is God and what God should be doing. And, hey, the best way to answer the questions is find out for yourself. Just study for yourself. Because the Bible is not to be argued. Let's get that straight. The Bible is not to be argued. It's to be followed. So, you know, you don't have to really argue the Bible, because the Bible stands for itself if you read it. All right. Also, tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, we got Fun Friday. And we got a topic for y'all tomorrow. Oh, man, we got one. We're going to be talking about the rap culture. So, yeah, y'all check me out. We're going to be doing the dang on thing. All right. Well, don't forget to tell that someone you love them, you kiss them, hug them. Let them know you appreciate them. Let them know that you know they're there. Because sometimes we just forget and take people for granted. And in the long run, when they're gone, there's nothing you can do about it. It's too late then. Okay? So make sure you make that happen also. Okay? Well, that's it for me today, y'all. And I sure enjoyed it. And I hope to see y'all tomorrow night on Let's Talk. Until then, I'm out of here. Talk, please.